For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt. A Central Kentucky Army post observed the 12th anniversary of 9/11 by honoring some of the first responders who were at the Pentagon. Lisa Autry traveled to Fort Knox and has this report.
Almighty God, we come in grateful admiration for our first responders, those who are first in and last out.
Fort Knox Senior Chaplain Colonel Byron Simmons led uniformed personnel and civilians in prayer outside the Patton Museum 12 years after the unthinkable happened.
May we remember with honor those who rise to defend her.
In the front row of the crowd were three men who were former firefighters, but more like brothers. September 11, 2001 brought these men together like no other mission. Al Wallace, Dennis Young, and Mark Skipper were stationed outside the Pentagon that day.
We become aware of the attacks just after 9 o'clock in New York City. About a half hour or so later, the fire chief will call and he will tell he will talk to all three of us, and he wants us to be sure that we're aware of what's going on.
Within minutes of that phone call, Al Wallace and his comrades found themselves on the front lines at the Pentagon.
I happened to look over to my left at about a 45-degree angle approaching the building. The airplane is approaching the building at about a 45-degree angle. When we see it, it's 200 yards away. In the blink of an eye, it's gone. It has gone right through the first floor windows of the building.
They spent the day of the terror attack sifting through rubble and helping people escape the burning military headquarters.
Right there up against the building, it was very difficult. You couldn't breathe. We're already hypoxic from the physical running and everything. The smoke is coming out of the building, the heat, the fire. And the more we worked, the more we got hurt.
That September day, Wallace and his colleagues forged a special friendship, and the men reunited at Fort Knox along with the fire truck they drove to the Pentagon on 9/11. The truck was damaged by the fire and destined for demolition.
We're thrilled that that didn't happen. People had had access to it. They were stealing stuff off it, souvenirs, lights, everything.
The truck never made it to the scrapyard. Fort Knox acquired the truck last year. And with a police escort, this piece of American history rolled up to the Patton Museum.
We were wondering when they said they were going to restore it, just how much of the damage is going to be restored, or what is it going to look like when they're done with it. And we are just thrilled that it looks very much like it did before.
Although it was partially restored, Foam 161, as it was called, looks much like it did 12 years ago, including the soot still inside the cab and the rear driver's side still melted. The truck had sat for a decade at a Virginia Army post when Patton Museum curator Nate Jones scored.
I was looking for some artifacts to do an exhibit on 9/11. I wanted to focus on the Pentagon because that story has been largely untold. I mean, the 9/11 narrative always kind of centers around New York City. I talked to my collections committee at headquarters in the Army in D.C., and they said, well, hold on a minute. I think we have something that you might want. So I heard some shuffling in the background, and they got back on the phone with me and said, would you have room for a fire truck?
Foam 161 now has a permanent home at the museum, the centerpiece of an exhibit on leadership.
What we're going to try to do with the exhibit is to immerse visitors into that time and place.
Fort Knox Garrison Commander Colonel Thomas Edwards stood beside Foam 161, examining its charred remains. He was working at the Pentagon on 9/11. As he recalled the events of that morning, Thomas clutched his 3-year-old daughter, Hannah.
Obviously, she would not have been born had something happened to me that day. And, you know, it's bittersweet because I had a lot of good friends that had children that died, that, you know, their kids will grow up not knowing their parents.
I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.